Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Spider-Man 4 is the lost sequel to Sam Raimi's Spider-Man trilogy, but coinciding with the film was an unmade video game that was meant to tie into it.
The game was developed by Radical Entertainment. It appears to have been an open-world game with Spider-Man stopping crimes in New York.
Sadly, the villains of the Vulture and Felicia Hardy aren't featured in the leaked images, but a clue to the Vulture is in a version of the main menu, which has the Daily Bugle headline, Bird of Prey or Common Flying Rat.
It also appears that there was at least one change in gameplay models, with different models used for Spider-Man and a different heads-up display. An Xbox 360 version was leaked by obscure gamers in 2021.
The project died out when Sam Raimi pulled the plug on Spider-Man 4, citing that he was unhappy with the script, thus ending the video game project as well.
But fear not, friends, for we should not mourn the loss of this game. Forsooth, look at all the Spidey games since.
Big thanks to our research assistant Dan for gathering the visuals for this. For more details on Spider-Man 4, check out our episode this week, The Unmade Spider-Man 4.
And you can join our $5 Patreon tier, where we cover topics and deeper dives that don't make it into the main show episodes, like the additional Spider-Man 3 concept art.
So join us at patreon.com/superherostuffpod. We are a little under $100 short of our goal for $300 a month. Join the Patreon and help out, and if we reach $300 a month, we will celebrate by covering Superman Lives on the main show.
And Lord, don't you know we want to see those red Speedos.
$500 will get us Andrew in the Superman Lives costume.
Oh yeah, that's true. But not until then.
You can also check out my short story, Shortcut to Happily Ever After, at Metaphorosis Magazine, as well as Batman 89 Shadows on Newverse Creative, an adaptation of the Batman 89 comic series, adapted and narrated by yours truly.
And go to metalforce.ninja. Everybody, to check out my ongoing Kickstarter project. This is for a horror feature film. Think R-rated Power Rangers meets Stranger Things. We are trying to get enough funds for 100K. We've passed our lowest goal right now, and we're still chugging along, and with your help, we could chug a little further. So yeah, please help us chug along at kickstarter.com/project/metalforce/metalforce.
Thanks for watching, and as usual, tell all your friends about us.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.